Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. I've always said cyber coins like Bitcoin or vapor, and every so often I am confirmed that I am not far off the mark. I also get a lot of hate mail when I negatively cover Bitcoin. So goes it for a financial analyst covering the world of finance and trying to help people. No, Bitcoin isn't all vapor, but it's certainly more vapor than it was the last time I did a newscast on it. My radio shows and articles on Bitcoin started when it was about $60,000 a coin. Then I penned another article at around $41,000, again at $30,000, another article and radio show when it breached $19,000, on the downside of course, and last week it fell another 15% into the $16,000s. When my emails light up shortly after these newscasts and articles hit the news wires, I get mail from the usual suspects, people that own it, and the usual comments like I don't understand it. If you read any of my crypto articles or newscasts, they usually begin with the statement, I don't fully understand it. So I'm not sure why they reiterate that in their emails to me. I mean, I already said that. I will say it again. I don't fully understand what Bitcoin is, nor do probably 90% of the people that own it. What I do understand, however, and likely my detractors don't, is what an asset mania is. Yes, I get it. Bitcoin is a decentralized currency that can't be destroyed. It's in cyberspace or even onboard a localized wallet that you can carry around, and supposedly the currency of the future. Well, on the currency of the future part, I will add, not in its present form. Currencies have to retain a store of value. That translates to being stable, and that means in both directions, up and down. Bitcoin and those other vape coins, as I call them, are anything but stable. In fact, with 20,000 cyber coins now available, likely most of them are just a Ponzi scheme. My opinion, of course. The latest cause for my recent musing today is that the news, one of the largest exchange where people trade and store Bitcoin, is in trouble. Financial trouble, of course, and is there any other type when it comes to cybercoin? What happened was on November 8th, an article came out on a crypto news service suggesting that the CEO of one of the largest cybercoin exchanges, FTX, Sam Brinkman-Fried, was using the firm's funds, aka clients, to bail out one of the FTX hedge funds that it owned, a highly illegal transaction. Apparently, Brinkman-Fried said as much when hours later he admitted in an interview, Up. That sounds pretty clear to me as an admission. Bitcoin plummeted another 15% on the news. Then on November 11th, they filed bankruptcy. Then good old Sam Boy stepped down. Whoops. Hence today's newscast on the dangers of Cybercoin by yours truly. It wasn't but a few months ago similar shenanigans surrounded Bitcoin and their exchanges, which rocked the Cybercoin universe in what is becoming a familiar theme here on Money Matters. No, I don't hate Cybercoins. I actually own a tiny amount of them, or at least I did. I haven't checked lately and kind of kissed off those funds when I bought those coins, and I bought them at where else? FTX. Ironic, isn't it? No, I don't fully understand Bitcoin, but I know a mania when I see one, and there have been many throughout mankind's financial history. They all have the same story. The early money makes a ton, then imitations pop up. How about 20,000 cyber coins right now? Everybody believes they can only go in one direction, which is up. Celebrities, banks, and businesses start to participate, and they have. Then crookery starts to pop up, prices start to flatten, illiquidity in dealers begins to appear, followed by bankruptcies, then the news wires are flooded with denials and assurances by remaining participants all is fine. We are here. Then more firms fail and the entire thing implodes with devastating losses to many. Then regulators dissect the whole mess and the event is complete. I don't know if cybercoins will run the gamut and implode entirely, nor does anyone else. It might go up in a grand ball of vapor, or it might become the greatest currency of all. My prognostication is the vapor part, if you haven't guessed. But now ask yourself, given the above description on all the other previous manias in history, do you see any resemblance here? I sure do. That does it for today's Money Matters. This newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license, OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti. We'll